And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And yet indeed she is my sister, she is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife. And his brethren said to him, Shalt thou indeed reign over us? Or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews. And here also have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon. Said, O sir, we came indeed at the first time to buy food. Is not this it in which my Lord drinketh, and whereby indeed he divineth? Ye have done evil in so doing. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. Behold, the blood of it was not brought in within the holy place. Ye should indeed have eaten it in the holy place, as I commanded. And they said, Hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord, and said, If thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And Balak said unto Balaam, Did I not earnestly send unto thee to call thee? Wherefore camest thou not unto me? Am I not able indeed to promote thee to honor? For indeed the hand of the Lord was against them, to destroy them from among the host until they were consumed. Then it shall be, when he maketh his sons to inherit that which he hath, that he may not make the son of the beloved firstborn before the son of the hated, which is indeed the firstborn. And Achan answered Joshua and said, Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me for ever. But now the Lord saith, Be it far from me, for them that honour me I will honour, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. And the king said unto her, What aileth thee? And she answered, I am indeed a widow woman, and mine husband is dead. For thy servant vowed a vow while I abode at Geshur in Syria, saying, If the Lord shall bring me again indeed to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have builded? Thou hast indeed smitten Edom, and thine heart hath lifted thee up. Glory of this, and tarry at home. For why shouldest thou meddle to thy hurt, that thou shouldest fall, even thou and Judah with thee? And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, O that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. And David said unto God, Is it not I that commanded the people to be numbered? Even I it is that have sinned and done evil indeed. But as for these sheep, what have they done? Let thine hand, I pray thee, O Lord my God, be on me, and on my father's house, but not on thy people, that they should be plagued. And be it indeed that I have erred, mine error remaineth with myself. If indeed ye will magnify yourselves against me, and plead against me my reproach, to the chief musician Eltasketh Mictem of David. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? And he said, Go, and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. For if ye do this thing indeed, Then shall there enter in by the gates of this house kings sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, he and his servants and his people. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. And he saith unto them, Ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The Spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. But I say unto you, that Elias is indeed come, and they have done unto him whatsoever they listed, as it is written of him. And they said unto him, We can. And Jesus said unto them, Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal shall ye be baptized. But if we shall say of men, they feared the people, for all men counted John that he was a prophet indeed. The Son of Man indeed goeth as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed! Good were it for that man if he had never been born. John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Truly ye bear witness that ye allow the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and ye build their sepulchres. And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Said unto the woman, Now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. What shall we do with these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For they that were with me saw indeed the light, and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And I likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. For meat destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offense. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, forasmuch as he is the image and glory of God. But the woman is the glory of the man. For indeed he accepted the exhortation, but being more forward, of his own accord he went unto you. Would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of good will. For indeed he was sick nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honour to the satisfying of the flesh. And indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more. Honour widows that are widows indeed. Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusteth in God, and continueth in supplications and prayers night and day. If any man or woman that believeth hath widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged, that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. To whom coming is unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious,